So what do you do?
I spend quite some time with my students teaching topics related to meteorology, renewable energy, especially wind power. I seem to be called the wind lady in a lot of classes.
Why do they call you the wind lady?
Wind is my favorite topic of all. We all know what wind is. We all have a understanding, empirical understanding, some physical experience of what the wind is, but a scientific and mathematical understanding of the wind is actually very difficult. If you really want to know about every little gust and predict it precisely, it's still a very difficult beast to deal with.
When you look at wind, like, what's your goal? What do you want to get out of it?
My goal generally is to extract something good out of it, if I may say that. Extracting kinetic energy from the wind to make energy, electricity for humanity is basically where I'm trying to focus my research so that we can generate more renewable energy for humanity.
So what possibilities do we have when it comes to renewable energy in the wind?
Mm-hmm. Wind energy is one of the most abundant renewable energy sources that you can find. About 13% of the locations on Earth, on land, I mean, are actually extremely windy and therefore are very good candidates for wind farms.
So are there other kinds of wind energy besides the turbine energy?
Yes, and that's one of the most exciting aspects of the research I'm doing right now. There's a relatively new field in wind energy, which is called airborne wind energy. What you're doing is lifting everything up to the height where the wind is by using something that looks like a kite. It can look like a blimp, so it's a balloon basically filled with helium that supports the weight of the turbine or of the blades. Or it can actually look like a helicopter, but they all have one aspect in common, and that is the tether that connects them to the ground. And if you've ever flown a kite, you know that pull. You know how strong that pull is. It can lift you at times. So basically, that's the force that I'm talking about. If we can harness that and make something spin, anything that spins can be connected to a magnet and make electricity. That's what airborne wind energy is trying to achieve.
How do you think wind will change the world?
If you want to live well, if you want to develop everybody, fight poverty, and live happily ever after, you're going to need energy and you're going to do some damage to the environment. About 13% of the locations on Earth, on land, I mean, are actually extremely windy and therefore are very good candidates for wind farms. And when you start calculating how much energy you could actually generate if you did that, that number would be extremely high, enough to cover humanity needs several times over. So to me, wind, as well as other renewable energy sources, so not just wind, but wind, solar, hydro, anything that doesn't pollute directly, is part of the big dream of the future.
It was really great to meet you.
Me too.
I feel really informed about wind.
I think it's fascinating. I really love it.